Wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. Yeah. Wow, what a great day this is going to be. Thank you for joining me this morning. We are in Micah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. And in today's reading, Micah describes the punishment that will be meted out to those who abuse their power. The chapter concludes with a promise of hope for those who survive. And this is of particular interest to us because we see those in positions of political power that really are not using the office to which they've been elected to serve the public, but now they're using their position of power to actually lord and abuse us. And so this is a particularly apropos passage of scripture for us that are kind of chafing under the abuse that some folks are experiencing. So let's begin. Let me see here. Micah chapter 2, verse 1. How terrible it will be for those who lie awake and plan evil. When morning comes, as soon as they have the chance, they will do the evil they have planned. When they want fields, they seize them. When they want houses, they take them. No one's family or property is safe. And so the Lord says, I am planning to bring disaster on you, and you will not be able to escape it. You're going to find yourselves in trouble, and then you will not walk so proudly anymore. When that time comes, people will use the story about you as an example of disaster, and they will sing this song of despair about your experience. We are completely ruined. The Lord has taken away our land and given it to those who took us captive. So then, when the time comes for the land to be given back to God's people, there will be no share for any of you. The people preach at me and say, don't preach at us. Don't preach about that at all. God is not going to disgrace us. Do you think the people of Israel are under a curse? Has God lost his patience? Would he really do such things? Doesn't he speak kindly to those who do right? And the Lord replies, you attack my people like enemies. Men return from battle thinking they are safe at home, but there you are, waiting to steal the coats off their backs. You drive the women of my people out of the homes they love, and you have robbed their children of my blessings forever. Get up and go. There is no safety here anymore. Your sins have doomed this place to destruction. These people want the kind of prophet who goes around full of lies and deceit and says, I prophesy that wine and liquor will flow for you. But I will gather you together, all you people of Israel that are left, and I will bring you together like sheep returning to the fold. Like a pasture full of sheep, your land will once again be filled with many people. God will open the way for them and lead them out of exile. They will break out of the city gates and go free. Their king, the Lord himself, will lead them out. Today's key verse is Micah 2:13, where he writes, God will open the way for them to lead them out of exile. They will break down the city gates and go free. Their king, the Lord himself, will lead them out. And so we have the situation where the good religious people of Israel are, they're going to temple and they're doing all this and then turning right around and robbing God's people of their inheritance. Those that have money and power are abusing those positions and destroying the lives of innocent families. And God warns these folks, you better watch out because I'm watching you. Let's pray. Lord God, like a shepherd, you gather us into your fold. In the security of your love, I find peace and rest. Lead me, Lord, in the way of your justice and truth. Amen. Well, our Wednesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in Micah chapter 3, where Micah denounces Israel's leaders. And so until Thursday morning, God bless you is my prayer.